ఉత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జాయాముదీరయేత్ నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా. భగవతీ ఉత్తమ శ్లోకే భక్తి నైష్టుకి. వి ఆర్ రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ క్యాంటో 3 16th చాప్టర్ టెక్స్ట్ 11. Yesterday was a fabulous class by Her Grace Ekadashi Devi, and this builds on that. Ye brahmanan mai dhiya kshipator charyantaha, ye brahmanan mai dhiya kshipator chayanta, stushya dadrudha smita sudhokshita padma vaktraha. స్తుష్యదద్రుధః స్మిత సుధోక్షీత పద్మవ్రక్తా వాణ్యానురాగ కలయాత్మజవద గృణంతః వాణ్యానురాగ కలయాత్మజ వద గృణంతః సంబోధయంత్యయః విమా మిమావః ము పాహ్యుతస్తే సంబోధయంతి అహం ఇవాహం ఉపరితస్తే. యే బ్రాహ్మణాన్ మై ధీయా క్షిపతోర్చర్యంతః, యే బ్రాహ్మణాన్ మై ధీయా క్షిపతోర్చయంత, స్తుష్య దద్రుధ స్మిత సుధోక్షిత పద్మవ్రక్తా వక్త్రా. వాణ్యానురాగ కలయాత్మ జద వద గృణనంతః సంబోధయంతి అహం ఇవాహం ఉపహారతస్తై మోదయంతి అహం ఇవాహం. ప్లీజ్ కైండ్లీ రిపీట్. హే బ్రాహ్మణా మై ధియా క్షిపతోర్చయంత, యే బ్రాహ్మణాన్ మై ధియా క్షిపతోర్చయంత, స్తుష్య దద్రుధ స్మిత సుధోక్షిత పద్మవ్రక్త్రా మాన్యానురాగ కలయాత్మజవద్ గృణంత, సంబోధయంత్యహమివా. యే బ్రాహ్మణాన్ మై ధియా క్షిపతోర్చయంత, తస్యాద్రిధా స్మిత సుధోక్షిత పద్మవక్త్రా. Maharaj, you wanted to say? Ye brahmanan mai dhiya kshiptorchayantas, Tushya dridhasmita sudokshita padma vaktra. Vanyanuraga kalayatma javadrantas. Sambodhayanti aham ivaham upatrataste. Anyone else? He brahmanan maidhiya kshipator chayantaha. Stusha dadrudha smita sudokshita padma vraktra. Vanyanuraga kalayatma javadgrunantaha. Sambodhayanti aham ivaham uparatastaihi. E brahmanan maidhiya kshipatocharyantas. Tushyo dadrudha smita sudokshita padma vaktra. Vanyanuraga kalayatma javad grunanta. Sambodhayantyaham ivah upahurasye. Synonyms: ye, which persons, brahmanan, the brahmanas, smai, in me, dhiya, with intelligence, kshiptaha, uttering harsh words, archayantaha, respecting, tushyat, gladdened, ridaha, hearts, smita, smiling, sudha, nectar, ukshita, wet, padma, lotus-like, vaktraha, faces, vanya, with words, anuraga, kalaya, loving, atmajavat, like a son, grinantaha, praising, sambodhayanti, pacify, aham, I, eva, us, as, sorry, not Sanskrit. Aham, I, uparitaha, being controlled, tai, by them. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Adnyanati Mirandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yas. Thank you very much for everybody again. Please bless us that we can together progress in our Krishna consciousness, because Srimad Bhagavatam, written by, translated by Srila Prabhupada, we are reciting it together. Thank you. Especially Maharaj and all the senior devotees, please give your blessings. On the other hand, please repeat translation. You have the same one, right? On the other hand, they captivate my heart, who are gladdened in heart, and who, their lotus faces, enlightened by nectarian smiles, respect the brahmanas, even though the brahmanas utter harsh words. They look upon the brahmanas as my own self and pacify them by praising them in loving words. Even as a son would appease an angry father, or as I am pacifying you. Purport. It has been observed in many instances in the Vedic scriptures that when Brahmanas or Vaishnavas curse someone in an angry mood, the person who is cursed does not take it upon himself to treat the Brahmanas or Vaishnavas in the same way. There are many examples of this. For instance, the sons of Kuvera, when cursed by the great sage Narada, did not seek revenge in the same harsh way, but submitted. Here also, when Jai and Vijay were cursed by the four Kumaras, they did not become harsh towards them. Rather, they submitted. That should be the way of treating Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. One may sometimes be faced with a grievous situation created by a Brahmana, but instead of meeting him with a similar mood, one should try to pacify him with a smiling face and mild treatment. Brahmanas and Vaishnavas should be accepted as earthly representatives of Narayana. Nowadays, some foolish persons have manufactured the term Daridra Narayan, indicating that the poor man should be accepted as the representative of Narayan. But in Vedic literature, we do not find that poor men should be treated as representatives of Narayan. And I'll just say a couple of things about this before continuing the purport, because Prabhupada was really cutting through this Daridra Narayan words. Many lectures he has spoken about this. This phrase came from Swami Vivekananda, and then Gandhiji made it more popular. And Prabhupada always heavily objected this verse. In one lecture, Prabhupada said, this is in Japan, 1972, the whole Ramakrishna mission is collecting funds only on this rascal plea, this Daritra Narayan plea. One Swami Nikhilananda, he told me, now the Americans are questioning that you are raising funds for feeding the poor, but when we go to India, we simply see poor men. What are you doing with this money? Actually, they are doing nothing. So Prabhupada is saying, actually, they are doing nothing. They are collecting money in the name of feeding the poor, and they are living just like royal style. You see, eating all, everything. Again, in another lecture, Tokyo, eight days later, he said, like this Vivekananda Society, their Daridra Narayan Seva, the Daridras are lying on the street, but they collect money in the name of serving the poor, and they live very comfortably, big belly. Again, Prabhupada said, but why Daridra Narayan? In 1974 in Mayapur, he said, but why Daridra Narayan? Why not Chief Narayan or the rich Narayan? Everybody should be engaged in basically honoring Bhagavat Prasadam. Everyone should be engaged in Bhagavat Prasadam. We don't make any distinction, Daridra Narayan or rich Narayan or Dhani Narayan, which means a lot of money. Everyone, you come, take Prasadam, everyone, come all. Again in Vrindavan 1972, he said, oh, they are opening hospitals for the human beings, Daridra Narayan Seva. But the poor goats and cows, Daridra Narayan, they are eating, they are being killed. So they collect the money and killing these animals. For one Daridra Narayan, another Daridra Narayan is being killed. So he was, and then again in Prabhupada said in 1976, and many, many other times. So Narayan has now become Daridra. Formerly, Narayan was husband of the goddess of fortune. And now he has become Daridra. So serve this Narayan, this they are manufacturing, concoction. And they will be they'll be, you know, the result will be given to them. This is wrong that, you know, you twist the shastras. Prabhupada was very, very angry when someone twisted shastras. And why this is so important? I've seen in my parents' generation, this generation was corrupt by this idea. They were always like, no, oh, we saw this pujari smoking bidi and let's help the Daridra Narayans. And they got really distracted from Krishna consciousness and Vaishnava Dharma. My father even once met Prabhupada and Prabhupada gave him blessings, I mean, put his hand on his head, but my father didn't take to devotional service yet so much because of this Daridra Narayan words. And Madhav Seva is Manav Seva. It's really, just twist shastras a little bit and you know you can go infinitely tangent in different direction. Very important to stick to our shastras. So this Daridra Narayan philosophy, Prabhupada always condemned. Now back to purport. Of course, those who are unprotected are mentioned here, just like yesterday's verse. But the definition of this phrase is clear from the shastras. The poor man should not be unprotected, but the brahmana should especially be treated as the representative of Narayana and should be worshipped like him. It is specifically said that to pacify the brahmanas, one's face should be lotus-like. So I can see all these lotus-like faces in front of me. Thank you for coming again. His face should be like lotus-like. A lotus-like face is exhibited when one is adorned with love and affection. So important. A lotus-like face is exhibited when one is adorned with love and affection. In this respect, the example of the fathers being angry at the son and the sons trying to pacify the father with smiling and sweet words is very appropriate. And what comes in front of me is Prahlad Maharaj, you know. Narasingha Dev is a spiritual father and he's pacifying him. So that's the way we can pacify. And the song we sang this just now, and you know, Krishna makes it so difficult so that we remember all the difficulties and we remember it more. And I'm not a flute player like Mahesh Prabhu, and if I played flute, you'd tell me to mute. But this is, so this Daridra Narayan again words, Dina Hina Mahanicha. Mahanicha means all the downtrodden, Daya Drikta Krita Manasa. Lord Jagannath, this Rath Yatra festival, you know, everybody is there, everybody, there's no distinction. Oh Lord Jagannath, your mind is moistened with kindness to the poor, miserable, abandoned, and destitute, greatly fallen souls like me. Oh Lord, the sight, you know, so, you know, we also, you know, we don't neglect downtrodden or anybody unfortunate, but in fact, we bring him to Lord Jagannath. That's our solution to this Daridra Narayan philosophy, is that bring him to Lord Jagannath and, you know, the person becomes most fortunate in this world. They say that when person is passing away, the life plays as a video reel in front of him. And if he has attended Rath Yatra and he comes to that and stops. So this is how that's why we should attend Rath Yatras. And of course, you have done more devotional service. You will see Radha Krishna's pastimes in that video. Now, another very important point in this class is about Brahmana saying some bad words. Yesterday, we heard Juhu Temple example where Prabhupada's room was not ready. He got angry. His mood was ferocious. But little later, after his puja was done very ecstatically, he said, Prabhupada said, I'm an old angry man. I yell at you and you're so tolerant. And Srila Prabhupada was crying and all the devotees were crying. So in this mood of crying, we are actually pleasing Krishna because we acknowledge that our words may have hurt somebody. and it only makes our attachment to Guru and Gauranga much deeper. They say, smile is a curve that sets everything straight. Smile is a curve that sets everything straight. One is supposed to smile, be happy inside when one sees Vaishnava. If we don't do that, it's considered to be one of the offenses. So anytime we see Vaishnava, you know, Hari Bol is such a wonderful way to greet all the devotees. It's, of course, the curses will be, the brahmanas may speak harsh words. There are so many curses in Bhagavatam. Anybody remembers any example of someone being cursed in Srimad Bhagavatam? Parikshit Maharaj, yes, and we get Srimad Bhagavatam because he was cursed. Any other example? Jai and Vijay, yes, we are reading about it. And we get Hiranyakashipu being killed by Lord Narsingadev. And there's an example of Vidura. You know, if Vidura wasn't cursed, if Yamaraj wasn't cursed, then we wouldn't have Vidura, and we would be missing canto of Bhagavatam. And then, of course, in this purport is Nal and Kuvera example. Yes, Maharaj? Yes, Chitraketu, Harivo. Then, any other example? Yadu's being cursed, yes. And that's why Krishna could take the entire Yadu clan back to Godhead together. So, Damodarashtakam, if Nalakuvara were not cursed, maybe we wouldn't have Damodarashtakam. You know, we wouldn't. Can you imagine coming to Kartik and not singing Damodarashtakam? It's impossible. So, these curses can be benedictions. Daksha cursed Narad Muni. That, yes, Prabhu? We wouldn't have half the Bhagavatam, Sitadi Muni Prabhu, thank you. Thank you, Maharaj, for Amrish, Chitraketu's example. Daksha was cursed by Narad Muni, and that's why we have Narad Muni traveling all over the world, universe. And Prabhupada, he said he was cursed by the parents of boys and girls who have joined, and that's why he has to travel all around the world. We have Parivrajakacharya. So, yes, somebody may curse us, but we take it as the biggest blessing. All the obstacles, my Guru Maharaj says this many times, all the obstacles on the path of devotional service are the best blessings sent by Lord Chaitanya for us to deepen our devotional service. So that doesn't mean tomorrow you start going around and annoying people so that they curse you. But if anybody accidentally curses us, we go there with a smiling face and we forgive them and we move on. In Indra and Ahilya, you know that curse? Indra was cursed because he went in front of Ahilya in form of her husband. And so he was cursed that he would get 1,000 genital parts on his body. But then he asked for forgiveness and he got 1,000 eyes on his body. And when Lord Chaitanya came, he was glorified, Indra was glorified that he has beautiful eyes on his body completely. Now, so sometimes we want things, but we don't want to use harsh words. So what do? It's shown in Advaita Acharya Prabhu's example. When he and his wife wanted to invite Lord Chaitanya, Lord Chaitanya used to come with many sannyasis. And Lord Chaitanya would not eat much in front of those sannyasis. And it was not so informal. So what did Advaita Acharya do? He prayed to Indra. And this one incident, Indra is glorified. He prayed to Indra. And prayed and prayed and prayed. You know, we know Advaita Acharya prayed to for Lord Chaitanya to appear, but in also this incident, he prayed to Indra. And he said, please make it rain. So it rained everywhere else, except the direct path between Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya's house. It didn't rain a bit, not a drop. And Lord Chaitanya came and he ate every preparation. And he would leave one bite and eat the rest of the preparation. He ate heartily because he wanted to see what he had eaten. So he ate like that. And Advaita Acharya is sitting here and glorifying Indra. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, what are you doing? This doesn't bother you. Don't worry about it. And he was praising Indra because demigods, they help us when we want to do pure devotional service. So in this way, Advaita Acharya did not uninvite other sannyasis. He did not use any harsh words. Oh, they criticize you, you don't eat. But there is always a way around it. That we, we see every devotee with smiling faces. We also have Maharaj Amrish and Durvasa Muni's excellent example, but we also have to read about and Sanatan Goswami. And, you know, so Maharaj Amrish shows infinite patience, waits for Amrish Maharaj to come back, Durvasa Muni to come back, and he, as if nothing happened, and he offers obeisances to Sudarshan Chakra and Durvasa Muni, although Durvasa Muni did so many horrible things. So this is the way. A devotee just smiles, like Maharaj Amrish. Recently, at Gita Nagari's 20th anniversary festival, there was one example given to glorify Bhakti Tirtha Swami, Mother Jagannath. So she's very... she's such a high government official post. And she left that job to do full-time devotional service. And Bhakti Tirtha Swami told Madhavacharya Prabhu to fill out her paperwork so she gets the money from government pension because she was that age. So many days went by. She would not give Madhavacharya Prabhu her social security number. Just imagine, 9 digits, 1 minute work. For days and days, she would not give him. And then one day in the car ride, Bhakti Tirtha Swami asked, so how is Mother Jagannath's paperwork going to get the pension? And he just kind of said, oh Maharaj, it's difficult. It's difficult to work with her. Social security number, just 9 digits. He could not even finish those words. Right then and there, Bhakti Tirtha Swami goes, you only want easy things to do. You only want to work with easy things, you know. When some devotee, you have to work with them and you have to please them and you have to glorify them and you cannot complain. She's avadhuta. Oh my God, Madhavacharya Prabhu said that's the biggest angry that he, most angry he had seen Bhakti Tirtha Swami. And he said, by the end of the car ride, I was like this small and I wanted to just melt in my seat. And so this is how we can take her. And then he, of course, learned from it. And he says that was the biggest transformation in his life. He didn't retaliate. But that brought one of the biggest transformation in his life is that when we want to please Guru, we cooperate with everybody. And when Guru gets angry at us, we still smile and take those words as the greatest blessing for our transformation of our heart. And we have an example of Amba. I'll end with this and we can start reading about Sanatan Goswami. You know Amba's story. She loved another king and then Bhishma went and stole her so that she can marry and the Kuru dynasty's son and continue the lineage. But because she was touched by Bhishma, her lover would not marry her. And because Bhishma had taken vow, he would not marry her, of Brahmacharya. And then she was like, what do I do? And she went and did tapasya and became Shikhandi. So here we see that yes, Amba was wronged by her lover. He should have fought for her before Bhishma touched her. She was wronged in a sense by Bhishma because that is not the etiquette, that you steal somebody and not marry them. And she was wronged by society because she had no place in society once she was touched by them. It's not like Krishna married her like he's married those other 16,100 princesses. So in a sense, you know, that also happened. But instead of release, she chose retention. And these are words by Sri Radha Govinda Dasi, amazing speaker of Bhagavatam. Instead of release, she chose retention. Instead of surrender, she chose repetition. And she played this, she became enslaved by blame, shame, and avoidance. Sometimes somebody says us harsh words, and we avoid that person. And according to this verse, that is also not right. When we avoid, we still carry so much negative feelings that we may come in next life and try to take revenge. So it's really important not to even avoid. Lord's devotees like Maharaj Parikshit own their errors. They don't justify, they don't blame. And the most important thing is that we go internal. We accept the responsibility and prepare for transformation. And a sign of avoiding is like going on our phone, not paying attention, or sign of avoiding is we just avoid the Vaishnava. But even that, according to this verse, is not right. A little while back, I had a problem with not two sides, one side saying distribute Prabhupada's books as it is, and like BBT's publishing or previous version. It was really causing turmoil. And one Govinda Dasi, the most illustrious devotee, her name is mentioned in Bhagavatam purports, said, I want to distribute. Why don't you distribute original Gita, immortal Gita? And I didn't know what to do. But when preparing for this class, I realized that I want to please her by distributing more of her books. She has herself produced these children's books of coloring, and I want to please her, you know, and I don't want to, I just want to, and it really helped me chanting just this morning. So when we glorify a devotee, smile and receive, I feel that, Radha Shyam Sundar gave me that little intelligence. There is a very nice thing. The difference between sin and offense is that a sinful, many lifetimes worth of sin can be washed off very easily. But the sinful reactions caused by Vaishnava aparad cannot be washed off. And in Bhakti Ratnakar, Srila Narahari Chakravarti writes, be careful in your dealings with devotees and never create any ill feelings in their hearts. 2, creating ill feelings will create impediments on our path of spiritual life. Please be very careful in dealings with Vaishnavas. Beg their forgiveness. Be careful not to see a Vaishnava's faults and always sing their glories. 5, all the previous great devotees have said, no one can understand the behavior of the Vaishnava. 6, hold the devotee's lotus feet at your head and always dive in the nectar of your devotional service. And now coming to Sri Sanatan Goswami. I hope I can just read it, and then you can please share your comments or any reflections or any corrections or chastisement. Sri Sanatan Goswami appeared in 1488, 5 years before Sri Rupa Goswami, in a Saraswata Brahmin family in Bengal. Sanatan and his two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, were always absorbed in Bhava Bhakti from early childhood. Remembering Vrindavan, they named the forests in which they played after Raja's 12 forests, Talavan, Madhuvan, Kamyavan, Mahavan, etc. They called their favorite bathing ponds Radhakund and Shyamkund. In his youth, Sri Sanatana dreamt that a beautiful Brahmana boy gave him a Srimad Bhagavatam Feeling ecstatic, he awoke, but seeing neither the boy nor the Bhagavatam, he felt sad. When Sanatan began his puja that morning, however, Krishna himself, disguised as a beautiful Brahmana boy, came and said, "Take the Srimad Bhagavatam from me. Always study it and you will attain perfection." Forced to submit to the ruling Muslim government, Sri Rupa and Sanatana became ministers, and they learned from Vidya Vachaspati, brother of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Pandits and Brahmins from all over India came to study under the two brothers. Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan were acclaimed as the crest jewels of the Gaudiya Vaishnava scholars. After the Lord visited Ramkeli and freed them, he gave them four services: uncover Sri Krishna's pastimes, install deities and arrange their puja, compile bhakti scriptures, and next, last, fourth, propagate the rules of devotional servings. And then it says, entering Lord Chaitanya's service, they resolutely gave up power, riches. They were the richest, most richer than all the rich people combined right now, and position to live in Vrindavan as humble beggars absorbed in bhajana. And Sanatan Goswami only ate wheat flour and, rolled in Yamuna water. He would, thank you, Prabhu. He would offer those rotis to Radha Madan Mohan. Madan Mohan said, "No, give me salt." And then he said, "Today you're asking salt, my lord. Next time you'll ask me for more things, and he built him a temple because a ship came with a lot of salt. A salt merchant came, and that money was used to build Madan Mohan temple. The deity of Madan Mohan has specific quality of helping the neophyte devotees like me understand their eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. So today we can pray, please help all the neophytes and us, and please let us advance in devotional service." Srila Sanatan Goswami spent 43 years wandering from village to village in Vrindavan. He was affectionate towards Vrajavasis, treating them like their sons, their kids, his kids. And with patience, he listened to their problems. And then in the last years, Sanatan Goswami was still offering 1,008 obeisances to Govardhan Hill and to any Vaishnava whom he met. And this is so important, to offer Vaishnava's obeisances in our mind. One time I asked Jananivas Prabhu, "If I committed some offense knowingly or unknowingly, what should I do? Not easy to ask for forgiveness." And he said, "Make sure you, when you enter the temple, you first bow down to all Vaishnavas and say, 'Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu bhyayavacha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.'" And elsewhere it says, "Premadhwani prayers are very important because we are offering obeisances to all the Vaishnavas there, all the glorious Vaishnavas. Ananta koti Vaishnavrinda ki chai." Now, then, understanding difficulty of Sanatana, his pure devotee, Sri Madan Mohan appeared one day and said, "Baba, you're too old." Krishna is saying this to Sanatan Goswami. "Don't take so much trouble to walk around Govardhan Hill every day." Sanatan Goswami replied, "This is one of my daily activities of my bhajan. I must maintain it." Yeah, so then Madan Mohan said, "You have to give up this vow. You're too old." And Sanatan Goswami said, "I'll never give up my religious principles." And then Krishna stood on the large flat stone, which is Govardhan Shila from Giriraj, and he played his irresistible flute, and the Govardhan Shila melted in ecstasy, capturing the impression of Krishna's lotus feet. And presenting this to Sanatan, Krishna said, if you circumambulate this Shila every day, it will be the same as going around Govardhan Hill. So please keep you'll keep your vow intact and you won't compromise your religious principles. So merciful is Krishna that he helps us follow our vows. And one can still see that Shila in Radha Damodar temple. In the form of Labanga Manjari, Sanatan Goswami serves Srimati Vishakha Sakhi in Radha Madhava's Nitya Nikunja Leela. Sanatan Goswami's Samadhi is behind Radha Madan Mohan temple. Sanatan Goswami ki jai. I'll really appreciate if you have any comments or reflections to share. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Nandini. Did you say that when you were saying that sinful reactions can be removed easily, yeah, but the reactions of Vaishnava Aparad cannot be removed?
Yes. Yes.
So there's no hope if one commits Vaishnava Aparad?
The hope is that we offer our obeisances and ask for forgiveness
to again. That.
To that person again and again. And if that person is not available, we offer our vancha kalpatarubhyasya and we really repent in our heart about it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we glorify the Vaishnavas, the qualities of Vaishnava. There's nothing like singing the glories of Vaishnava. You want to say something? Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much for being here.
One thing that you mentioned a couple of times, and it was part of the class, I guess part of the text or the purport, about we have to smile. Hmm. And I just had this associated with so many times people smile like that. It's like a false, you know, it's kind of like a type of diplomacy or it could even be sarcastic or, so I guess, what I'm looking for, if you could suggest that besides the physical act of smiling, uh-huh, that there has to be some feeling to it, some sincerity.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you for a very wonderful question. So if I smile fake at anybody, please forgive me. That's not my intention, so you can also see that it's not devotee's intention to smile fake. Usually it's not. We take that effort to smile. Smile goes a mile. You know, it goes a mile. Instead of just speaking, smile can go that. And in a sense, we can meditate on forgiving a person even if they actually smiled fakely at us, and we can pray for them that maybe they are so miserable in life, they have nothing to smile about. And we can really pray for them. Maybe they have their worries in life. You know, there was just recently this one famous person died by overdose of some beauty products in India. And shocking news, 40 age. And she looked so fit. So people are so miserable inside, and even though they appear to be the most successful, most rich people, because they have Krishna-shaped void in their heart. So when Prabhupada gave us the mission is to serve everybody, even the people who smile fakely. That's our mission, is to serve them. And we can serve them by praying for them, by forgiving them, by asking them what is the cause of their suffering, if any, if you can be of servant in any case, if we can serve you in any way, is my humble opinion from what I understand, Maharaj. Is that okay?
Very nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Yes, Mahesh Prabhu.
Short comment about the smile. When Maharaj was speaking, I was just thinking this image came to me of that from the movie, from Yadavar's movie about Sally Agarwal talking about Srila Prabhupada's smile, that his smile was oceanic.
Oceanic. Haribol, yes.
It came from his heart. And the other image was when I once I drove Bhaktivedanta Maharaj to a program where he was invited to speak. And I knew he was in, well, I drove him. He was not in very good health at the time. But he sat down to give class. And I had so many problems in my head. But when he sat down, he was about to speak, he smiled and showed his teeth in the beautiful smile. I forgot all my problems. It's like, wow, that's a beautiful smile.
Yeah.
So sometimes the pure devotee, they can smile in such a way that it just comes from their heart. It's just Krishna smiling through them. And it was very beautiful.
Yes, thank you. Pran Govinda Prabhu, would you like to say anything, add anything?
I remember Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gave the commentary that if I committed offense to someone and I try to pacify that person and it does not work, he or she just avoiding me or doesn't want to hear me or doesn't want to, then I should go to another person who knows that person very well and submit myself and appeal for some kind of forgiveness. Even if that fails, then I should get involved to do some service where that person is very much involved and do it. Even if that fails, then you take the holy name, shelter completely and incessantly chant.
So wonderful. We have Gadadhar Pandit's example where he felt, thank you so much, he felt that he had offended Pundarik Vidyanidhi when, you know, that fanning incident that he thought he is not a pure devotee. And then what happened? Gadadhar Pandit took initiation. He accepted him as spiritual master. You know, we have that example. Hare Krishna. Anything online, Prabhu? Karnapur Prabhu, thank you so very much for your kind attention. I'm really grateful. Hare Krishna. Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu.